God, I thank you that I am not like other people, drunks, party kids, or drug addicts, or even like this atheist. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. If you've been born into a Christian family, gone to church all your life, and never done anything really bad, then it's tempting to feel that, even though you know you're a sinner, you're just not as bad of a sinner than some other people you know. But that thought by itself is a sign of pride, one of the most dangerous sins we can encounter in ourselves. Let's talk about it with today's Devo, Chapel Visitors by Gideon Ising. The small chapel was an inconspicuous building tucked along a side street off of Main. The leaders on the mission trip hadn't mentioned the little church, but they had told the students it was okay to explore the area in the evening after dinner as long as they stayed in pairs and didn't go too far. The chapel itself had worn pews with only a few people scattered across several dozen rows. Xavier's friend Liam had protested that it wouldn't be fun and there wasn't much time. But Xavier had responded, "There's nothing better we could do than pray." So Liam begrudgingly took a seat near the front with his friend. Xavier stole a glance around the room and thanked God that he wasn't like Liam, who wanted fun instead of wanting to pray. Then he thanked God that he wasn't like the drunk staring blankly a few pews over, barely aware of the world. Hearing a noise, he turned and glanced at someone slinking into a back pew with a church that literally blazed, "I am the enemy," in flaming letters. Xavier thanks God that he knew better than to enter a church dressed like that. The man in the t-shirt didn't lift up his face. He just hoarsely whispered, "God, I need another chance because I am the problem in my life." So what does this story make you think of? Today's story is an allegory of a parable Jesus told in Luke 18. Which character do you relate to most today? Xavier, Liam, the person in the middle pew, or the man in the back pew? Why? Jesus was telling this parable to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else. That comes from Luke 18:9. When are you tempted to look down on others? Are you sometimes tempted to think of yourself as less of a sinner than the people around you? Is God too harsh in forgiving only the humble? Can our pride get in the way of grace? Read Luke 18, verses 16 and 17. Jesus died and rose, so all who put their trust in him, relying on his perfect righteousness, not any imperfect righteousness of our own, they can be forgiven. You can read more about that in the Unlocked app or when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus. Yet, even Christians can forget we need Jesus just as much as anybody. But through the Holy Spirit, God helps us walk in humility and resist sins like pride. And even though we sin daily, we can come to him with repentant hearts, knowing his love and forgiveness are sure. Because Jesus shed his blood on the cross for the person you're tempted to look down on, and for you. Now, as you and I can read what Jesus says in Luke 5:32, "I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners and need to repent." Don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Luke 5:27-32, then chapter 18:9-17, and Romans 5:6-11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you miss the beginning of the summer reading program? Well, it's not too late. You have multiple chances to win a journaling Bible, a road trip pack, or the quiet time pack. Head over to unlocked.org/summer to sign up and to find out what's in all of these different packs. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How just saying thank you can change how you look at God and look at your life. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.